Before we start, here is an example. Which film do they want to see?
Do you fancy going out to the cinema later on? There are some excellent new films on this week.
Great. I've heard that the new horror film with Mike Lawrence is very good.
I heard that too, but I watched the horror film last night on TV, and I'd prefer to see something else if that's okay. The reviews say that both the romantic one and the science fiction one are great too.
Okay. I love science fiction, but I'm not that keen on romantic films.
Fine. That's the plan then.
1.
Hi. How's Grandad?
He's much better. He came out of hospital this morning.
That's great. He can watch the Saturday football match in his own room. Are we still going out for his birthday tomorrow?
Gran thinks Sunday is too soon. He needs to stay at home for a few days. I'm going round there with a cake later today.
Good idea. I'll come too. We can take him for a meal on Monday.
Yes, I'll book a table. See you later.
2.
Did you have a good walk with the dogs this afternoon?
We walked for miles. I'm very tired.
And the sun was shining for you?
Yes, it was really bright and it was so warm that I didn't need to take a jacket. That was good. I put my sun hat out to take, but I left it on the table.
Oh no, did you get a headache?
Just a small one. Luckily, I didn't forget my sunglasses.
It's amazing. Such strong sunshine in September.
3.
Good morning, everyone. I wanted to tell you that we shall have some visitors in school today. These are some students who are going to start classes here next term. They will be in classes this morning, and then after lunch, they will meet their future teachers and have a talk about the school here in the hall. Unfortunately, the football match against Brompton School for this afternoon is cancelled, so they can't watch that. Please give them a warm welcome to the school if you see them around today.
4.
Last night, a robbery was reported at the newsagents in the high street. Police arrived on the scene very quickly and chased a suspect in a white car through the town. Unfortunately, as it was passing the park, the white car hit a man and drove off, without stopping. The man, a Mr. Downs, was taken to hospital with a broken leg. At the moment, he is doing well. If anyone saw the white car with number plate HD5606F, please contact the police.
5.
Have you seen the notice about the new club?
Yes, it's great, and I'd love to go, but I already have drama club on Wednesdays.
That's a shame. At the moment, I'm free on Wednesdays. My cookery club is on Friday.
Lucky you. I'd really like to learn the guitar. Mr. Parks is a good teacher too.
Yes, I think it's going to be fun. I must put my name down before the club gets full up.
6.
Are you feeling worried about the swimming competition today?
Yes, a bit. I haven't trained much this week.
Don't worry. You'll win, I'm sure. I'm coming to watch you. Is your race at 4:30?
I think it's at 5 o'clock. It's the girls' race at 4:30. I must check.
That's okay. I'll be there at 4 o'clock because I want to see the whole competition. My brother's in the first race, so I can't miss that. Good luck, and remember, I shall be there cheering for you.
7.
You look very pleased. Did you do well in the exams?
Yes, not bad. We got our results this morning. I didn't pass biology, but the test was very difficult. How about you? Have you got yours yet?
Yeah, I got mine yesterday. I didn't do that well. I failed biology too, and maths. You're right, the questions were really hard. How did you do in history? You're good at that.
I got an A. My dad's a history teacher, so he'll be happy about that. I'm just not very good at science.